Hi, this is Dan. Let's talk about the Constitution. In this lesson, we're going to learn about Article 2 of the Constitution. Article 2 is about the President and Vice President of the United States. So let's get out our coloring tools and pocket Constitution again. I'll give you a minute to find them, so go get them. Okay, now that you've got your pocket Constitution, open up to page 9. Do you see where it says Article 2? Well, color over that with a crayon so that the words Article 2 really stand out on the page. Now, use a different color than the one you used for Article 1. Now, let's see. I used yellow for Article 1, so I think I'll use blue for Article 2. Okay, let's color together. Ooh, that blue is nice. How does yours look? Awesome. Okay, now that you've done your coloring, let's talk about Article 2. Now, we've learned that there are 7 articles and 27 amendments in the Constitution. Article 2 is made up of 4 sections. Each section tells us something about the president or vice president and what their duties are. The main job of the president is to execute the laws that Congress makes. Section 2 also says that the president and vice president have to be at least 35 years old to serve, and it also tells us how they are elected. Now, I want you to notice something in your Constitution. Look very carefully at the 3rd and 6th paragraphs. Did you notice something? They're in brackets. That's because years after Section 2 was originally written, Americans decided they needed to revise these portions of the Constitution through an amendment process. The 3rd paragraph was revised in the 12th Amendment, and the 6th paragraph was revised by the 25th Amendment. What's an amendment? Well, we'll talk about in the future. Don't worry about that for now. I just wanted you to see that. We'll talk about amendments in a future lesson. Now, here's something you need to remember, because I'm going to ask you about it in a minute. So pay attention. Listen up. After the president is elected, he or she has to take an oath of office before he or she can actually start working as president. An oath is a solemn promise. The president promises in the oath that he or she will be faithful to the office of president and follow the Constitution. Now, I'm going to read the oath, but before I do that, let's have a little fun with this, shall we? I want you to get involved, so here's what you need to do. Go find a Bible, and if you can't find a Bible, find any book. Pretend like it's a Bible, and I want you to take the oath of office. I want you to pretend that you're going to be sworn in as president. I'll give you a second to find a book. Okay, you ready? All right, you're about to take the oath of office. Now, have your friend or your parents hold the Bible in front of you or the book that you use and put your left hand on that book and raise your right hand and repeat after me. Here's the oath of office. You ready? I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. All right, you are now the president. How does it feel? I hope you're president one day. Well, there's one more very important thing we need to learn about the president. He or she isn't a king who can do whatever they want and not be punished for it. If a president commits a crime, he or she can be removed from office and even go to jail if he or she is convicted in a court of law. You see, in America, nobody is allowed to break the law, not even the president. Okay, let's see what we've learned about Article 2. So once again, let's play our game show. Okay, first question. You ready? What is Article 2 all about? Say the president and vice president. That's right, the president and vice president. Good job. All right, second question. What's the main job of the president?
To execute the laws Congress writes. To execute the laws Congress writes.
That's right, to execute the laws Congress writes. Very good, man. You are really smart. Now I'm going to give you one more question. Question number 3 is a tough one. You ready? Okay, you should remember this because you just did it yourself. Here's the question. Before the president is elected, he or she has to make a solemn promise. He or she has to repeat certain words. What is that called? It's taking a what?
Say oath of office. An oath of office.
Oh man, that's right. Oath of office. You got it. You are so smart. You have been so smart in these lessons. I think one day you might be president of the United States. You guys are awesome. Listen, I've had lots of fun. The Constitution is a fun document. Read it, know it, share it. This is Dan. Talk to you next time. We're together. We've got some words.